Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Hail to the Redskins!
Yeah! How about them Redskins? They pulled off a big victory last night in a primetime game against the Green Bay Packers. Final score, Redskins 42, Green Bay Packers 24. Joining us now is Redskins elite long snapper and WMAO's Redskin analyst. You also see him over on Comcast Sportsnet, where he serves as a co-host. Our friend Trevor Maddich is here. Good morning, Trevor.
Good morning, Brian.
Well, listen, I think this may be one of those games we look back on and say it all came together in that game against Green Bay.
Oh, boy, did it. And you know, the biggest thing that came together, we knew that Kirk Cousins could throw the ball down the field, and boy, did he. But the running game actually looked like a power. And that's the biggest addition to this game that gives you hope for the future.
What was the difference? What changed?
Well, I think the difference, well, two differences. One was Kirk Cousins connecting down the field. He had a lot of vertical passes, which kept Green Bay from coming up to stop the run. But Rob Kelly, the undrafted rookie free agent out of Tulane, had a fantastic game. And it started with the red zone. The Redskins have really struggled when they've gotten inside the 20-yard line to score touchdowns. For example, last week they beat the Vikings, but they only scored 2 touchdowns. They had 4 field goals. Against Green Bay, they had 6 touchdowns and 1 field goal. And 3 of those touchdowns were Rob Kelly punching the ball in down near the goal line. And it's interesting because that was a feature, a power running game in the red zone that they haven't really had up until this game. And one thing that they worried about was Matt Jones, the previous starting running back, kept fumbling the ball down there. Well, Kelly didn't only score, he also protected the ball, great ball security. And so if they keep doing that, boy, if the Redskins score touchdowns instead of field goals, they could score 40 points a game.
Yeah, I mean, listen, Trevor, you've been talking about wanting this offense to explode in this fashion all season long, especially that balance between the passing game and running game. And Mr. Kelly certainly delivered. This really should give us hope, shouldn't it?
Yeah, it really should, Larry. It really should. And another thing that happened was I thought that Rob Kelly was strong on interior runs, where he would get hit at 2 yards, and then he'd just fight for another yard or two, so that he ended up averaging about 4 yards a carry, which is okay. Mm-hmm. But I thought that he didn't really have the speed to do much else. But late in the game, he busted off a run for about 50 yards, where his safety had to chase him for about 30 yards before he could catch him with an angle. And I'll tell you what, if he could show that kind of speed in addition to his power, then again, it just makes you very excited. Now, it's only one game, a breakout game.
Right.
We'll see what he does against Dallas. But for this one game, that missing link of a red zone running game and a breakout running back in terms of big plays, that gets us excited.
You know, I was pleased to see Kirk Cousins' number. Look at no interceptions last night's game, 375 yards of passing offense. And this comes at a time when, hey, you know, it's not easy to pass when the winds are blowing 40 miles an hour.
No, and that was the amazing thing. I mean, in the fourth quarter, when he hit a couple of deep strikes, it was into a gusting wind. And Kirk showed that he can play through that kind of weather. Now, when you throw a football and the spiral is not perfectly tight, the wind will pick it up and make it flutter and wobble and blow it around.
Right.
But Kirk's spiral is so tight and it's spinning so fast that it just knifes right through that wind, dare I say, much like Aaron Rodgers throws the ball.
Well, and what happened to the Packers? I mean, you know, when we talked about it, when we previewed the game on Friday, you said that they've got a lot of problems here, but it was uglier than expected, wasn't it?
Yeah, it really was. I mean, their problems did help the Redskins. One of their problems was injuries in the secondary. They had a couple of guys injured before this game. They had two members of their secondary, a corner and a safety, injured during this game. And so that did hurt them. And their lack of a running game hurt them on offense. Aaron Rodgers, their quarterback, had a very good game passing. He threw for over 300 yards. I mean, he was terrific. But their running game couldn't get anything going, and so it was one-dimensional. And that's part of their problem. And now the Packers, with rumors that there's acrimony and arguments between the players and the coaching staff, just rumors.
Wow.
But those rumors are out there nationally. They now appear to have taken over the Redskins mantle of the Kardashians of the NFL.
Well, okay, now we got to turn our sights to a quick turnaround and a Thursday game against the dreaded Cowboys.
And the dreaded Cowboys are dreaded for real now. I mean, they have the best record in the NFL. Their rookie quarterback, Dak Prescott, may be the best quarterback in the NFL right now, certainly one of them. And their running game has been unstoppable. And so this will be a tall, tall order. Now, you mentioned the quick turnaround. Think about this. I mean, some Redskin made the scheduling people at the NFL office angry this last offseason because the Redskins play a night game and then they travel to a Thursday game.
Yeah.
Dallas played a 1 o'clock game and they are home for that Thursday game.
Right.
So the Redskins really have a lot to overcome. Keep this in mind that playing an NFL game is brutally physical and it usually takes more than a full week to recover from it. There's complaints among players about having to play a Thursday game to begin with. But to have to follow it up by playing a night game, you lose another 7 hours of recovery time, and that matters.
It does matter. It's a big deal. Well, it'll be interesting to watch, see how the game goes. Trevor Maddich, thank you so much for joining us.
Yep.
Always a pleasure.
Of course, it's a Thursday game, so we'll check in with Trevor on Wednesday
That
big Thanksgiving game. Thanks, Trevor.
All right, guys.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.